Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Most of the time, only my spouse and I dine at home. You would never guess this if you looked into my 32-cubic-foot refrigerator. You would find several stir-fry sauces, three kinds of milk, and two drawers full of fresh vegetables and fruit. Pushed to the back would be containers of half-eaten cottage cheese, several leftovers, and pickles. About once every 2 weeks, I throw out a third of what's in there. This makes me typical of the American consumer. Think of carrying three bags of food out of the supermarket and dropping one in the parking lot, but never picking it up. I'm not proud of this. Recently, I've begun a project to waste less food as a way of doing my part to affect climate change. Landfills are the third largest source of methane gas in the United States. I began with a fridge reality check. After emptying it of all spoiled items, I checked off the food I'd collected, lettuce with slimy brown leaves, clotted milk, and moldy leftovers. Although many food and non-food items can be composted, only the vegetables in this stash qualified. Why had the food gone bad? Mostly because the quantity was greater than two people can eat. Finally, I scraped and filled a paper bag with the food I'd removed from my fridge. There was a lot, almost a full bag. I'm determined to repeat this fridge reality check in a month and find less food for my paper bag. How will I do this? Some by planning meals ahead of time and shopping for only what I need. My goal is half a bag in a month and less the following month. I will have saved money, eaten more of what I cook, and achieved a small goal that affects climate change. With a perspective, I'm Sarah Oram.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.